Now let's lead off with all the big buildings in Bloomington-Normal that have largely sat idle during the pandemic. Eric Stock reports maintenance crews still have work to do, and in some cases, they've taken advantage of the time to work ahead.
Colin Manahan manages the facilities in District 87 schools. Its nearly dozen schools and other facilities have been largely empty since mid-March when stay-at-home orders took effect. Manahan says the district sent some maintenance and custodial staff home until May, but he says the buildings can't be neglected.
So even though we may not have kids and teaching staff in the buildings during these planned breaks, 12-month staff's always there.
Manahan says maintenance crews check each building several times a week to make sure all systems are working, similar to what they would do during summer and holiday breaks.
Simple things that you would do at your home, we do in the buildings, you know, turn the faucets on for 5 minutes, flush the toilets, things of that nature, to avoid having, you know, stagnant water per se, to make sure that things are operating properly, make sure we don't have any sewage backup.
Running water is key because if it sits stagnant, it can become a breeding ground for bacteria, including Legionella, the bacteria that causes Legionnaire's disease. Mike Gebeke manages facilities at Illinois State University. He says the bacteria is not only a problem in water.
Legionella was first found in Philadelphia, and it was in the air systems because of the cooling towers. That's where the first place is. So all of our cooling towers and our water systems for that type of thing are treated, and none of that treatment stopped while everything was going on.
Gebeke says a scaled-down maintenance and custodial staff has been running water and doing regular maintenance to keep its nearly 200 buildings ready for when students and staff return. This extended closure affords schools the chance to move further down their upkeep checklist. Joe Adelman is executive director of operations for Unit 5 schools. He says the district got a head start on summer projects, including a new geothermal system at Kingsley Junior High.
We were able to do so much painting and actually strip floors down. Usually we only have 46 days when school gets out till school started. So we have utilized this time. It's been very, very beneficial to our district.
Adelman says another added benefit of the school closings, the district should see considerable energy savings. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.